Welcome to Shriram Properties Limited Q3 and 9-month FY24 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on belief, opinion, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Murali Mallappa, CEO and MD from Shriram Properties. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good evening to everyone. Firstly, let me extend a warm welcome to all our esteemed investors and analysts. The meeting provides me an opportunity for us to connect, share, and discuss about our operational and financial performance. Earlier today, the board has adopted Q3 and 9 months for FY24 financials. We will discuss about the financial performance in detail. Before that, I would like to announce about our entry into Pune region. It has been some time we were constantly evaluating new market opportunities, and finally, the deal is crystallized, and we will be launching the project during late March or early April this year. Pune has been among top performers in Tier 1 cities, and we are confident Pune region will contribute significantly towards the growth of the company. Coming to our operational performance, we recorded sales of 1.1 million square feet during the quarter. With this, our nine months for FY24 sales stands at 3 million square feet, which transitioned to year-on-year growth of 12% for 9 months. We also reported highest ever 9-month collection of ₹1,055 crore collection. During the quarter, we have successfully pre-launched first phase of Shriram 122 West project in Pune, sorry, Chennai. During our launch campaign, we saw presence of over 800 channel partners in the event, which is tremendously encouraging. During the quarter, we reported total revenues of 241 crores. With a net profit at 18.5 crores. The slowdown in receipt of OC led temporary slowdown in handover and revenue recognition momentum during Q3. I strongly believe our earnings will gain significant momentum as we have packed schedule of handovers in Q4, which will boost Q4 revenues. The company is optimistic about its future. There is a promising demand for housing, especially in the mid-market and aspiration segment, and positive market trends are encouraging. With a robust operational foundation and solid pipeline of projects, we are well positioned to take advantage of the industry's ongoing consolidation. I would like to ask my colleague, Mr. Gopal, to briefly discuss the performance in detail with you. I'll be happy to answer any questions you might have thereafter.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. As Ms. Murali pointed out, we had an earnings announcement earlier today. Subsequently, a presentation is made available on the website of the company and the stock exchange. I assume all of you have access to it. If not, please access them from our website or the exchange website. I'll be using that presentation for walking us through the performance over the next 30 to 40 minutes. I'm looking at slide number 3 of the presentation on the public domain. It basically summarizes the key performance areas. As was pointed out by Mr. Murali, we ended the quarter with about 1.11 million square feet of sales, roughly about 6% growth year on year. Sales value is almost flat at around 588 crores. Collections are at about 334 crores. Well above the 100 crore per month mark and reflects a 34% growth year on year. Handovers were about 787 units got handed over during the quarter, reflects a growth of about 48% year on year. While we have seen a meaningful growth, the growth quantum of growth has been muted, and it has been muted in Q3 due to some adversities. I'll explain them in the next slide. Primarily those external factors delayed or deferred some of the launches, as well as delayed in receipt of OC, thus forcing us to postpone the registration, handovers and registration thus income recognition got hurt. I will explain them in the next slide. Before I do, I wanted to just summarize the whole performance on a year-to-date basis. For the 9 months ended December, our overall volumes now stand at 3.03 million square feet, up 12% year-on-year. Sales value at around 1,654 crores, up 22% year-on-year. Collections are at about 1,000 crore mark, and our handovers to date stand at about 1,619 units, reflecting a 29% year-on-year growth. More importantly, on the sales, volume, value and collection, we are in the 70-odd% of overall annual target. So we have about 30-odd% to be captured. We are very confident of doing that, and I will explain that in subsequent slides. Moving to slide 4, I talked about the muted growth in Q3. There were primarily 3 or 4 factors that hurt us and made it a challenging quarter for us operationally. And they were primarily external factors beyond our control in Tamil Nadu or in Chennai market. We had these unprecedented rains and huge floods in Chennai as well as in some other part of Tamil Nadu, but Chennai floods had a direct impact on us. Unfortunately, that happened just before the inauspicious month, which starts by mid of December, the Margali. So therefore, we nearly lost about 40-45 days of momentum because customers or the people, target audience is focused on the flood related issues and then Margali, which is considered inauspicious period for doing any large significant activity. Therefore, we had to slow down our launches, and that actually moved a launch from November to December end for one of our projects called Sriram 122 West, which is the only launch we had last quarter. This is the second project on the ASK platform, which got launched, soft launched in December end. And this otherwise could have generated some volume. I'll explain the volume loss as well. We also had delayed plan approval or subsequent RERA in one of the projects in Bangalore, where prolonged process at the BBMP, the regulators level or the authorities level, as well as certain jurisdictional ambiguity that was faced in terms of whether BBMP should approve or the local authority should approve. That caused the delay in one of our projects called Sriram Sapphire, which was originally called Sanat. But now it's called Sriram Sapphire that is getting launched now. But both these RERAs came in well into January, and therefore these delays had to be delayed or deferred to Q4. So Chennai got launched, but towards the end of the quarter. Bangalore got deferred to Q4, which we will be launching in February. We got the RERA yesterday. Similarly, the same bureaucratic, there are certain issues, I'm sure all of you have heard from our industry peers on what the Karnataka regulatory environment is facing. We had some delays in OC, receipt of OCs that impacted us on a handover of the units, and therefore income recognition got pushed. As I said, we could hand over only 780 units during the quarter. That could have been much higher because, just to put it in a context, we got 1,000 units related OCs were received only towards the last week of December or early January. So that's the kind of quantum of the revenue recognition or a handover that got pushed to Q4. As a result of all of this, actually we had volume, value and income recognition impact. Almost, on a conservative basis, if I look at what could have these volumes done, we lost at least 250,000 square feet of volume from what could have been done in Q3 got moved to Q4. It's not lost, it's just deferred, so we are not that worried. But from a quarter-to-quarter perspective, we got a hit on it from a volume perspective. Similarly, handover, as I said, we lost the opportunity to handover and revenue recognize. The quantum of the revenue recognition should have been about 130 to 145 crores of where revenue recognition got deferred. And that's a quarter-to-quarter mismatch, but it's not a loss to our revenue for us. We are confident of capturing this in Q4. But on a Q3 basis, we lost it. Collection also was lower to some extent. If these launches have happened, if the handover had happened, those related collections should have come to us in December. So that's the kind of impact we went through. Despite that, we managed to clock the quarter with a marginal growth in volume, near flat revenue, sales value, and a meaningful growth in collection. But for these four factors, we would have actually done even better in terms of both volume. As I said, 0.25 million square feet got lost, which would have put us in a very strong double-digit growth in volume terms in Q3. Slide 5 actually gives the same message, but goes into detail of each project, what happened. As you would see from slide 5, most of these external factors have now come under control. Obviously, the flood issue is also over now, behind everybody now. But the OC and approval related issues are behind us, except for Adya Vishwanathapura, which is a launch that was originally planned for Q4, is still being targeted for Q4, where we are at an advanced stage of plan approval. And beyond this one, remaining three projects are well under control. So we think we should be able to end the quarter with four launches. I'll explain that in the subsequent slide. But other than that, most of the launch and volume related factors are within our control now. No regulatory or licensing approvals required at this point of time. From a OC perspective, all of these OCs have come except for one project, for one phase of Park 63 in Chennai, which is still awaited from CMDA, which is a regulator, the local body in Chennai. All of the OCs have been received already with a 30-45 days delay, but it is in our hand right now. And the registration has commenced already from January, and therefore it's moving at a full speed. And we are therefore confident that we will cover most of the 3,000 units handover target that we had for full year. We are currently at 1,600 plus as of the December. We are very confident that we will be in the 2,800-3,000 unit handover target by the end of March. Moving to, I made a comment when in the earlier slide saying 9 months performance is about 70%, around 68-70% of our annual target. Slide 6 actually tries to give you the comfort that this is not an unusual number. The 30-35% of the annual target to be recovered or to be achieved in Q4 is not an unusual number for us. Q4 is traditionally the strongest quarter for us, both in terms of sales volume and value. Therefore, we remain very confident of capturing that gap. And we are targeting, as I said, four launches, of which three are OC, plan approvals done, RERA done. One project is awaiting for the, is an advanced stage. We are likely to receive the demand note anytime soon, which will put us in a reasonable time for launching this fourth project by end of March in Bangalore. I have another slide to explain the individual project details. So overall, we believe Q4 targets are in sync with our historical Q4 trends. With all the factors, most of the factors under our control now, we believe we should be able to catch up and therefore deliver a full year number, give and take small variances, but we should be well on track to achieve our full year numbers as we speak. Looking at the overall snapshot for 9 months in slide 8, as I said earlier a couple of times, 3.03 million square feet of total sales so far, 12% growth year on year. Aggregate sales value at 1654 crores, 22% growth year on year. I explained about the Q3 already. Collections are above 1000 crore mark, reflects 20% growth year on year. Construction momentum has been very encouraging and strong. We have commenced construction activity, as we said in the last earning call. We were going to start construction of some of our newly launched projects in Q3. I think those constructions have started, including our latest project of Esquire in Koramangala has also commenced activity. So all the new projects have got on to construction mode now. And majority of the focus in the last quarter was on completing project completion and handover related activities. And therefore, the machine was excessively focused on Q3 completions, and most of the projects have now reached that OC stage. Whatever is due for FY24 income recognition, all reached that OC stage by end December, early January. I think now the machine will be full-blown focused on ramping up activity in other ongoing projects. Very, very comfortable with construction activity. In a subsequent slide, you will note that you will be seeing the fact that all the handovers that we are doing this year are all ahead of RERA timeline, and that's why the internal machine was being pushed to achieve a deadline, which was an internal deadline, to ensure that we are able to demonstrate to customer as well as a larger customer base that we are now delivering ahead of RERA timeline consistently on projects. I think we have reached that milestone very comfortably during Q3. Focusing on financial performance has been a satisfactory 9 months. Could have been better, but for the Q3 adversities. But we are very confident, as I said earlier, it is not a lost revenue and lost volume, it is only a deferral. We are very confident of catch up in Q4. Therefore, I think 9 months seems reasonably comfortable or satisfactory for us. EBITDA is up 14%, PBT is up 11%, PAT is about 55 crores compared to 68 crores for the full year last year. So I think we have covered a large part of the ground from the financial perspective as well. But I'm not saying we have reached there. I think Q4 has a lot of work to be done, but we are confident of getting the work done and delivering a strong earnings growth for the full year. EBITDA margins are stable at around 25%. As we have always maintained, we are confident of maintaining our EBITDA in the mid-20s. I think 9 months this year also is very close to that benchmark. It has moved up from 20 to 23% last year, 9 months to about 25%. So I think very comfortable picture on the margin front. As I said, earnings could have been stronger or would have been stronger, but for delayed OCs and now that the factors are within our control now, I think we should catch up. Cash from operations is an interesting trend there. The free cash from operations has been at around 178 crores compared to about 115 crores for the entire full year FY23. So there's a reasonable pickup on cash unlocking from the project side, and I think that, that got utilized for prepaying or repaying some debt, as well as we did a reasonable investment on the new project investment. I'll show you a cash flow side subsequently. Interest costs have been flat for the 9 months, including one-time cost that we incurred and the non-cash Government of West Bengal royalty that we provide every quarter. Overall, finance cost for the 9 months is up about 15%, but that's largely because of that interest cost associated with the acquisition of a project in Chennai. Shriram 122 West is now, as it is called now. That acquisition has some interest until we transfer this project to ASK platform. That one-time cost is what is creating the distortion. But otherwise, actual interest cost is almost flat. Cost of debt is stabilizing around 11.5%, and we believe we reached a reasonable stability. Continuing to work on further reduction, but I think the incremental progress will be slow because I think the market rate is we have reached a kind of a plateau in terms of what we can do in the current market. But our efforts on refinancing and refinancing activities are continuing to bring down the rate apart from gross debt itself. On the business development, as Mr. Murli pointed out, the board today approved the entry into new market, the Pune market. I have a couple of slides down the line. I'll explain that more in detail. But it's an exciting moment for us. After a reasonable gap, we are making an entry into a new market. So this Pune, we are all focused on making it a successful entry. But the Pune market reflects very similar to our current operations. I'll explain that in a subsequent slide in a few minutes. Project pipeline remains strong despite all the completions that we are doing. We still have about 44 million square foot of development potential, out of which 24 million is ongoing, and therefore we have 20 million square foot of future potential comprising of some deferred projects of about 7-8 million and about 12-13 million square feet of project getting ready for launches. So overall it's a meaningful pipeline that we have, and therefore growth momentum should be sustained. Logos, I'll explain that whole thing in detail about logos. It's still the only thing we are waiting for is the Government of West Bengal approval, where we have some reasonable traction on it in terms of the approvals as well as our ongoing discussions with them on the other aspects of Bengal, which is the government of West Bengal litigation that we have, royalty payments and all that. We'll give an update towards the end of this presentation. But overall, therefore, but for some minor time deferred activity or minor setback in terms of deferral of some volumes and revenue recognition, overall the trend for Q3 has been good, as well as the 9 months has been satisfactory in that context. Slide 9 just captures exactly what I said earlier in a graphical form, so I'll kind of skip it for now. If you have any questions, we'll discuss. Launch, I want to spend a minute on this slide 10 on the launches. I would like to focus on the bottom table. As I said, we are targeting 4 launches, out of which Shriram Sapphire, which is the Bangalore project that I said got deferred from Q3. Now the OC has been, the RERA itself has been, RERA has been received earlier this week. So therefore, the project will go live now. Shriram Shubham, which is a new plotted development adjacent to our existing project called Shriram One City, where we have done reasonably well in terms of sales velocity and pricing of plots. This is adjacent land where the acquisition and all the process is completed. Launch preparation is underway already. Pune, as I said, this project is at a near ready stage. Last mile activity is pending, but we are confident of launching by end of March. If delays for some reason, April. But Adya Vishwanathapura is a project that I think is at the last leg of approval. Demand note is expected anytime soon. So market seeding will happen sometime in March. If you may recall that some people have asked us in the earlier call that we used to have few more launches planned for FY24, what happened to them? As you could see from the right hand side box, most of these were related to Kolkata. Because of the ongoing positive development in Kolkata, we have deferred chasing this approval. Therefore, they got postponed to a later date, most likely in FY25. But the volume impact of this Kolkata will not be significant because the project itself, the entire saleable potential in those projects would have been about 7 lakh square feet. So we are not that unduly worried about the number of launches because the square foot involved in those projects are very small. Moving to slide 11 on the pricing. We have consistently shown this earlier, so you have seen this earlier. For a 9-month period, the average price improvement to us as a product portfolio level is about 15%, adjusted for a couple of projects that have been removed because that will distort the number because they were high price projects, high ticket size, high per square foot realization projects. So on a comparable basis, at a portfolio level, I think we are about 15% higher. Compared to about 7%, 6-7% that the Bangalore markets have seen, about 4% increase that Chennai markets have seen, based on whatever the publicly available research reports from large property research companies. So overall, the bottom line is we seem to have done better than the market average price improvement. That's a reflection of our conscious effort to upgrade the portfolio as well as keep moving up the price curve to bring down the gap between us and our competition in respective segments. Another important fact in the pricing front is that we remain meaningfully high above the 6,000 mark in the mid-market product. As some of you may recall your queries and questions about low pricing that we used to sell earlier. But just as a benchmark, we used to sell our average mid-market products were below 5,000 mark in FY21-22. So from there, we have come up all the way to 6,200 rupees over the last 2 years or so. And that's an encouraging trend. We are confident that the game is not over as yet. And I think we are on the right track. We need to move up the price curve further to bring down the gap between us and our competition, and we will continue to work towards it. On the execution and handover, slide number 12. As I said, most of the OCs have now come in our hand. Therefore, we are very confident of capitalizing on this 1,400 OC units that is ready for handover and OCs are now received. We wish that it was received in November and December, but be that what it may, we have now received them in end of December, early January. Team is working hard to clock all the registrations in each of these projects. Sriram Greenfield, Chipping Wood, Liberty Square and Southern Crest. The four projects are in Bangalore, Temple Bells and Park 63-2A, the phase is in Chennai. And Park 63-2A is the only project where we have commenced the registration in few towers and we are expecting the partial OC for remaining towers in the next few days. So once it comes, that will also be done. Except for this one project, few towers or one phase, all of the OCs are under control with us. Shifting attention to slide 14, financial highlights, 9 months. As I said earlier in the summary, satisfactory 9 months, near flat revenues, EBITDA is up 14%, PBT 11%, and net profit at 55.3 crores, marginally higher than 9 months last year. I explained most of it, therefore I would not repeat and I will explain the numbers as I go to the next slide. But suffice to say that our Q3 suffered, but we are confident of recouping them because they are all just deferral of volumes and revenue recognition to the next quarter, not loss, and therefore we are confident of our full year numbers. The big delta which happened, big event that happened in the last 9 months is the, apart from the acquisition of project and dropping it into ASK platform, the big acquisition, big event for us in the 9 months was the reacquisition of JV interest in Sriram Park 63 from Mitsubishi Corporation, our erstwhile partner in the project. I think that's already showing up to some extent in the financials. But the project came with a big opportunity as well as some burden along with it. The opportunity was very simple, but it was de-risked completely. Almost 75% sold. Phase 1 is handed over. Phase 2 is at an advanced stage of construction. And therefore, a de-risked project, if we acquire a 70% interest from Mitsubishi, we got 500 crores of incremental revenue potential for SPL. Because it becomes from a JV, it becomes a subsidiary. So we'll be capturing the entire 100% revenue interest for us. And that's why we acquired this project and associated profitability. The pain, the burden that I referred to, or the pain that we will be incurring as a result of this would be the fact that our gross debt moved up from 350 crore in Q1 this year to about 500 crore in Q2 this year. And that's the burden that we carried, and therefore associated interest will continue for a couple of more quarters till we give them a full exit in December 24. We have given them two tranche payment out of the three tranches available to be paid, September and December 23. Two tranches were paid already to Mitsubishi. The last and final settlement will happen in December 24. We expect to do that from project cash flow because project will be ready for handover by then. So we'll have the complete handover to customers and unsold value get recognized. We will accumulate this cash flow to pay Mitsubishi, therefore it's a self-feeding mechanism. DM has shown significant stability, remains a large contributor to volume, remains a 10% share of revenue as a DM fee, and therefore that stability is an interesting one, and it is gaining further momentum with some of the new projects to be launched are coming from DM segment. Shifting to actual numbers, slide 15, you would have seen this already. I will give a brief highlights on these numbers. 9 month 24 versus 9 month 23, first two columns. Revenue growth is muted, primarily due to the OC-led handover delay suffered in Q3, as I said a couple of times already. 60% of the revenues today were driven by recently completed projects. So the first 9 months of all the completion that we have done, as well as some of the OCs that have come towards the end of December, all of that has helped us in clocking good, decent revenue. Could have been better, but it has still been encouraging revenue for us. DMC accounted for 10% of revenues, driven by three Bangalore projects, a new project in Chennai, which since we did the soft launch in December, they will start showing impact now. We believe our cost of revenue has dropped 14%. Primarily reflects a project mix because the projects that reached revenue recognition threshold were high margin businesses, and therefore the proportionate change delta in cost is lower than the revenue that came up. Overall finance EBITDA margin is about 25% compared to 21% in 9 months 23. We have increasing confidence on the stabilizing this margin at around mid 20s, not just in 24 but also in the coming year. As I said earlier, overall finance cost is up about 15%, but interest expense alone remains flat. Just to differentiate, the finance cost includes two other components other than interest expense. One is the unwinding impact of the government of West Bengal royalty that we keep accumulating. So that unwinding effect is almost flat. The big delta came from this 12 crore burden that we associated with the acquisition of new project Shriram 122 West that I explained 1 minute ago. So therefore, interest expense is nearly flat and that gives us a comfort. I'll come to the Q3 in a minute. I talked about the Mitsubishi already. The coupon is also part of it and therefore that has a more prominent impact in Q3. I'll explain it when I come to it. So PBT is marginally higher at about 64 crores. Share of JV is nearly zero. The income recognized in Park 63 now is being a subsidiary will go into total revenue. Share of JV therefore reflects all of our other partnerships. Three joint ventures with landowners in Bangalore. Two joint ventures with ASK in the finance as a financial investor or financial partner. These are the five JVs that we have. Net profit is at 55.3 crores, my apologies. Is up 5% year on year and despite deferral of revenues. 9 month EPS is about 3.24 rupees and compares well with the overall full year EPS that we had for FY23. So I think by end of this year we'll show a meaningful growth in net earnings as well as earnings per share for the full year FY24. Just looking closer at Q3, as I said, it was a bit of a setback or disappointment for us. Q3 financial revenue recognition is affected by these adversities that I spoke a couple of times in the last 10 minutes, last 15 minutes. Therefore, I'm avoiding the duplication of it. It suffice to say that we lost nearly 145 crores of revenue recognition potential because of deferred handover. And therefore, you can visualize as even at a 9-10% PBT margin that we have lost about between 12 and 13, 14 crores of PBT potential, but that's not completely lost as a company or as a financial year. We'll recoup them in Q4 and therefore we remain optimistic of full year number. Shifting attention to the cash flows on slide 17, we had overall, you see the chart on the right which shows the enterprise-wide collection of which what belongs to Shriram consolidated financials is what is the bottommost part of the pie of the chart. For 9 months, 499 crore belong to Shriram consolidated collection. Remaining collections belong to joint ventures as well as DM. 430 crore at joint venture level and 124 crore at the DM level. So overall operating cash flow, free cash flow from operations remains strong at 178 crores. Which is far ahead of or far significantly above full year operating cash flow that we had last year. That puts us on the right path as we have always said and believed. FY24, 25 and 26 with all the handovers which is coming through, we are very confident that the cash, significant unlocking of cash will happen from these projects and therefore this just reaffirms our belief. The first 9 months reaffirms our belief. We prepaid or scheduled repayment as well as prepayment together is about 89 crores of net outflow towards repayment of debt and interest expense obviously on top of it. Therefore, even after debt servicing, we had a free cash flow of about 27 crores from the operations and we utilized about 86 crore between this free cash flow and the cash balance, treasury cash balance, to make new project investment in terms of acquisition of development rights, and that's towards augmenting new project pipeline. So overall, therefore, meaningful cash unlocking from the project, mostly used for new project acquisition and debt repayment. And therefore, overall liquidity conditions are fairly satisfactory. At any point of time during the quarter, we were between 60 and 80 crores on a daily basis. So that gives us a comfort that we have a comfortable liquidity for meeting our operational requirement, our growth requirement. Shifting to slide 18 on the debt. As I mentioned, the debt has moved up because we acquired the debentures from Mitsubishi Corporation that they were holding towards their economic interest in Park 63. Even with that, our debt, gross debt is about 500 crores, which, as you may recall, that it dropped to 360 odd crores net debt was this. About 400 odd crores of gross debt somewhere around Q1, Q2. It moved up thereafter because of this acquisition or conversion of JV into subsidiary. But with that also, we are below March 23 levels in terms of debt. Our net debt remains is around 440 crores. We believe it should be on a declining path in the coming quarters again. Debt equity ratio 0.36, very comfortable, and as you would appreciate, it is one of the lowest in the sector, and I'm sure based on the publicly available data. And we believe 0.36 will now be on a declining mode again in the coming quarters and next fiscal. And cost of debt, as I said, I think has plateaued around 11.4, 11.5. While we are continuing to work on refinancing activities, given the interest rate market conditions, I think the incremental drop will be a smaller marginal drop. Therefore, I believe it's plateaued. While we are continuing our efforts to bring down further, even a State Bank of India construction loan, which is usually considered the benchmark for the bottom, when we entered SBI 24 months ago, we were at about 10.2, 10.3. Today, those loans are now costing us about 10.8, 10.9. So, the new loans are coming at between 10.8 to 11.2. So, the benchmark bank rate itself has gone up post 200 basis point increase by RBI in the benchmark rate over the last 24 months. Therefore, we think the incremental drop will be marginal. But our efforts are still continuing in terms of bringing it down. Spending a couple of minutes on the new market entry, as after a long gap, we have been exploring new markets like Hyderabad and Pune for more than a year or more than 18 months. After careful evaluation of the market, our competitive advantage in that market, what would be, and looking at various projects, we have proposed and the board has approved entry into Pune markets earlier today. And as you can see from slide 20, Pune is a very promising market for us, primarily because the market substantially reflects a similar characteristics as to our core markets in terms of customer profile, in terms of demographics, in terms of the product ticket size, realization band, in terms of the ticket sizes and the size preferences. The market is majority dominated by mid-market and to some extent is affordable. They together account for about 75% of the market. And Pune is the second largest market by absorption among the top 7 markets in residential real estate. So it's a large market, has a very strong domination for end user driven demand, has a very strong bias towards salaried class, self-use house, 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom kind of apartments, 5 to 8,000 rupees square feet kind of pricing. Therefore, a ticket size of around 50-60 lakhs to about 80-90 lakhs, sub 1 crore. So it's kind of a very similar to our Bangalore and Chennai market, and therefore we think it will work very well for us. Shriram as a brand is very well known because of our financial services as a group presence. We believe we should be able to leverage that and penetrate into this market very successfully. Slide 21 talks about the opportunity that we have. This is a project that we have identified in Undri, southern part of Pune. It's one of the most sought after locations sort of a micro market. Large tracts of lands are available for future development, so that market, micro market, should support us to grow stronger in the coming years. Market dynamics I just spoke about, very similar to Bangalore Chennai market. And this project is about spread over a 14 acre land, 1.7 million square feet of residential and 0.3 million square feet of commercial associated with it. And the plan approvals are there. We are in the, because we are entering as a DM partner. So this is a project on the DM model. Since we are entering the DM partner, we need to get the plans re-endorsed, reaffirmed. So we are in the process of getting that process through. And once that final leg of approval is clear from a new relationship that we have in the plan, because we will be part of the RERA and so on and so forth. So that then we will be applying for RERA, and we are confident, we are looking forward to a formal entry somewhere around March. This project has a total revenue potential of about 1,300 crores of sales value, and it's a DM at around 18% DM fee inclusive of marketing costs. So very attractive, low capital intensive opportunity that we have identified. We are making good progress, and we'll make a formal announcement on the launch very soon. But today the board approved both the project as well as entry into Pune. Looking to shifting gears to the outlook and what we see for not just 24, but what do we see for 25? I think we see slide 23 gives you some comfort on the fact that our overall target remains same. Strategically, we will work towards delivering a 20% average growth over the next 2 to 3 years. We'll progress towards maintaining our profitability and move towards zero debt. As you have seen or heard us so far in the last couple of times in this call, that the debt has moved up in Q2. Towards the end of Q2, it moved up, and Q3 is around same 500 crore level. The intent is to bring it down, as well as the proposed cash flows from monetization activities. We should be in a net zero net debt position sometime soon, definitely in the next 18 months, max 24 months. But it's a combination of large cash balance as well as declining gross debt from where we are today. 24, I think, as I said earlier, we have good confidence on Q4, and therefore we remain positive and confident about delivering our full year numbers. 25, I think we have a good lineup. We will be ending the year with about 5 million square feet of unsold area from our ongoing project. Just to recap, as you know, we have 54 million square foot pipeline, out of which 24 million square feet is launched, ongoing. Out of this 24, our share will be about 23. Out of 23, we almost sold 80% of it. Therefore, we believe we'll end the year with as an opening inventory of roughly about 5 million square feet. We are targeting to launch another 6-7 million square feet over the next year. That should feed a growth in FY25. So therefore, we have a reasonable visibility on volume potential for FY25. And revenue side, obviously, as you know, our revenue recognition is 3 years from the sales, and therefore 24, 25, 26, we have a very good visibility. 70% of aggregate revenue is coming from volume sold already, and therefore that should keep feeding us in terms of overall revenue recognition potential, and therefore FY25 should show a meaningful growth as well. 24th slide just captures the same fact in a graphical form, so I will park this for now. And slide 25, an interesting aspect that I want to draw your attention, non-financial. But as part of our committed efforts to ensure sustainable development as well as a green building in our overall residential development portfolio, I'm sure all the commercial activities of green building focused are certified. But RESI, I think there's an increasing trend towards moving towards green buildings as part of overall sustainable development activities, as well as a customer preference towards green building. And we have embarked on EDGE as our preferred framework for residential green building certification. This is the IFC World Bank Group certification framework. As a good encouraging start, we already got three buildings, recently completed buildings. Three of them were certified as three EDGE certified. Shriram Blue, which is, as you know, we got the handover process started during this year. Southern Crest also, a significant part were handed over during the year. And Park 63, it's coming in phases. Phase 1 was done earlier. Phase 1, 1B and 2A are being handed over now. All these projects have been certified by EDGE. And I think that's a very encouraging start for us. We are confident of continuing this, accelerating this momentum further to be one of the leading players in the RESI field that will actually focus on green building for all our projects. Last slide before I wind up is the pipeline. I spoke most of it already, and therefore just want to draw attention to the fact that 1.8 million has got completed and moved out of this pipeline. It has become now completed category, and we have added about 1.9 million square feet. Therefore, we are remaining almost same at about 53 million square feet, of which only about 8.5, 8.6 million square feet are what we call is deferred, primarily where some last mile land related activity is still pending. But the remaining 12, 13 million square feet, remaining 20 million square feet is available for launches, and last part will be launched over the next 18 months, 24 months from now. Shareholding, of course, all of you have seen, there is no change in shareholding, and the discussion that we had on the promoter stake will remain unchanged. The discussions are still continuing. Promoters will continue to own 28% of this company. And the rest of this is, we had some change in the private equity holding, and now this current shareholding reflects a more stable. We have a strategic investor with about 14% stake. Institutional investors own 10% of the company. Public and body corporates own 36% and 12% respectively. So that's fundamentally what I had to share. Slide 29 just reiterates the overall investment theme here. Well-governed, listed, branded, trustworthy, branded player, proven track record with a strong growth outlook, has scaled up well post-RERA from 1 million square feet to 4 million plus square feet sales, has further potential to scale and has a demonstrated capability to scale. Capital will not be a constraint because it's pursuing an asset-light model. The big beneficiary of RERA and capitalizing on that opportunity to be a consolidator. Meaningful leverage and has access to capital, and therefore we believe we have a good platform and a canvas. Industry outlook is positive, and therefore we should be able to combine these two and deliver a meaningful value for our shareholders going forward. I would like to stop here. The industry outlook, you all have much better visibility on it, but we just shared our view from publicly available data. I'll stop here, and I'll myself and Mr. Murli will be very happy to take all your questions and try and answer as best as we can. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Ronit Kapoor from Systematics. Please proceed.
Yeah, hello sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on your Pune launch. So given the fact that you're looking at commercial in Pune, I want to know, like, is this a shift from the earlier company's policy of only focusing on residential? So, can we look at more commercial projects in the near future?
No, as we said earlier, right, we will remain focused on RESI and that too on mid-market affordable resi. If the project plan approval already has some commercial activity, being a DM project, right, it comes as an integrated parcel, so we'll have to develop them. So our role will be restricted to developing that commercial part of it, and that's not a very complicated, because as you know, as a DM, we have done very large commercial projects, right, in Chennai and other places. So it's not a core, the strategy does not change. It is just that this asset comes along with a small, very small, right, 0.3 million square foot of commercial. So therefore, that does not move us away from resi to commercial.
Yeah, it is not a commercial development per se. It's a township, part of the residential development, a little bit of retail, and a very small office space, a walk-to-work coffee space. So this has been our forte, and the Pune market works that way. Pune, there is a good demand for the high-speed retail, and we are building about 1.6 million square feet. That micro market has got a good supply of apartments, close about 30,000 units in and around within about 500-600 meters range. So all that will serve, and this is on the main road. So it's going to be a good value add for us.
Okay. And secondly, on the Ask co-development platform, I believe in the 12-month period is elapsed. So what is the update on that? Like, I think 40% is yet to be deployed. So is there extension regarding that?
Yeah. So we are evaluating projects. We will find we can actually pump another one large project into the platform. Both partners are fully engaged. So I don't think a timeline will be an issue, but the intent is to deploy as quickly as we can. Since we have deployed 200 crore from the platform on acquisition of this Chennai project, the entire JV's focus, the both partners' focus, like ASK's focus as well as Shriram has to support that thought process, was on ensuring a successful launch of this project in Chennai so that we can move energies towards the next opportunity under the platform. So we are evaluating a few. We will be deploying that in the coming quarters. May take a couple of quarters to deploy.
Okay, and lastly, given the industry tailwinds and a strong brand and track record, don't you feel the company is being conservative in terms of new signings? I understand we have a strong launch pipeline, but in terms of launch velocity also compared to our peers, we are slightly a bit slow. So could you comment on that?
Yeah, we see a big potential. We are ramping up to reach up to this demand today. Yes, we agree there is a big potential for growth today and demand is good. And we are on our path.
Okay, so can we expect some new signings next 1 year, some aggressive signings?
Next 1 year, we have got good plan. Next 12 months, we have got a very good plan, ramp up plan.
Okay, and any new geographies are being planned?
No, currently only these. Bangalore, Chennai, Pune will be our major focus.
Okay, thank you. That's it for my side.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participants to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Preksha from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay. So my first question is, how many square feet are we planning to deliver in Q4? And then what would be the revenue that would be recognized on account of this in Q4? Then I also want to understand the non-cash charge, basically the unwinding impact, that we have on our books. Till when, this would be there and how much of it is still left, And so then my third question is, so when we give our realization, the average realization, 1,000 per square feet. I want to understand, this is basically on built up, right? So carpet, it would be around 9,000-10,000. Am I correct in assuming that? And so then I have two more questions. One is...
Sorry, I'll, 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 yes. You're talking about selling price,
Yes, sir. So,
selling price, each market different, behaves differently. Because in Mumbai, everything is priced on carpet. Here in Bangalore, it's all super built up, SBA.
No, so when we give our 6,000 rupees,
all our peers are also doing the same, right? So the comparison would be still relevant because just for taking some names, Shobha, Prestige, Purvankara, Brigade, all of them sell in South India, right? Bangalore, Chennai, will all have a similar price benchmark. Unless they go to Pune, unless they go to Mumbai, like Prestige's Mumbai project may quote on a carpet area, but most of the mid-market, most of other regional players our numbers are comparable.
Yeah, so built up, right? So, and then, so can I assume carpet would be around 9,000 when we say our average realization is 6,000? So carpet would anyway still be higher than that, right?
Yeah, the ratio will be 25-30% built up to carpet, right? That's a discount.
Right.
So I'm sure all of us can work backwards. You had two other questions, so I'm going to start with the first one, which you started about the total area. So based on the current plan, we should be completing and roughly about 5 odd million square feet of area to be completed, and that would, and with 3,000 square feet handed over, would be from would add about 5 to 6 million square feet handover. Your second question was about the unwinding impact. So this is purely related to Government of West Bengal royalty charges that we provide. We are required, as you know, as you may have read already from the public previous presentation, we have this royalty obligations on our Bengal level development, where the overall liability aggregates about 250 crores to be paid over a period of time. So in the balance sheet, as you may have seen, we accounted for an NPV value of this number as a liability. So every passing quarter, we will have about 5 crore roughly being impact of unwinding, which is basically NPV adjustment, so that the balance sheet liability keeps moving up and becomes the correct number, correct absolute current number on a current basis. When you pay them, that will be reflecting the full liability. That's the whole logic which was used. Having said that, I did mention that we will brief about the Kolkata subsequently. We have, as you know, we have challenged this number in the courts because this 4% royalty itself came in lieu of or an indirect way of a non-compete fee which were otherwise was supposed to be paid to Hindustan Motors as per our original agreement. Now that the non-compete period was over, as well as Hindustan Motors themselves were monetizing the remaining land that they had with them out of the full Ambassador factory, part was given to us and part was retained by them. And therefore, we had gone to the courts against the Government of West Bengal, against the parties, that the non-compete is not payable and therefore why should I pay as a royalty? We are in, as we mentioned in the last quarter, we are in discussion with the government in terms of finding an amicable way of solving this problem, and we believe we have made a meaningful progress. We are hopeful of explaining the whole story in detail to you in the next quarter, hopefully. Or, if it is not, maybe in the next couple of quarters, we expect to see a visibility on it. And until that visibility comes, if the visibility comes on a settlement, then this charge might not come up. Assuming it doesn't come at all, this unwinding will continue for a couple of more years, till we reach that, I think as of March 23, our balance sheet showed a total liability of 220 crores. So the remaining 30 crore had to be unwound, and therefore it will continue for another fiscal at least.
Okay, if we don't have visibility.
If we don't have resolution. But I think our desire is also to solve it amicably. So we are hopeful of reaching a meaningful conclusion in the next quarter or two.
Okay. So for one more year, 5 crores every quarter we will have to do if there is no resolution, right, sir?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. And so just coming back to the earlier question that you answered, you said we'll be delivering 5 million square feet in Q4, is it?
No, overall, full year. So far, we would have done about 2.5 million sq ft already.
Yeah. So all
because we have done almost half the handover, right? 1,600 we have handed over. We are looking at handing over about 3,000 units this year.
So that would be how many square feet? So 2.6 million square feet is what we are going to deliver in Q4?
No. 1,600 units have already been delivered. I don't have the ready number, but I assume it will be about 2.5 million square feet roughly.
Okay. And so what would
be? In the first nine months. So the remaining 1,500, 1,400 or thereabout is what we are targeting to hand over during Q4.
Okay.
I suspect that will be about another 2.4, 2.5 million square feet.
Right. Okay. And so I just have two more questions. So in slide number 10, you know, we have listed the projects Sriram, Esquire and Hebbal. Now, so both these projects were actually launched in May 23, and the slide mentions that we have sold 44-45% till date. So just wanted to understand that are we on track for this project or it is a little slow, like the project, the pickup of the project is a little slow, or in normal course of business, typically in 1 year is what typically we sell, like 44-45%?
No, I think you got the table slightly incorrectly. This is the sold volume percentage in the 90-day period, not to date.
Okay. Understood.
So, Sriram Esquire, as we speak, at the end of December or January? At the end of December, Sriram Esquire is 70% sold.
Right.
Sriram Hebbal 1 is fully sold. The table here is intending to show what is the first 90 days performance. So that it becomes a common metric, right? A big comparable number, that's why.
Right.
So as of now, Esquire is about 70% sold.
Uh-huh.
That's about 85,000 square foot has been sold already.
Okay.
And Hebbal 1 is completely sold, 144 is sold.
Okay. So then my question is on slide number 12, you know, where we talk about the handover readiness. So in that there are three projects, Southern Crest, Temple Bell and Park 63. You know, for this, we've actually not yet received the OC. So just want to understand, are we on track for these projects or, you know, because we are saying that you're going to hand over these in Q4. But still the OC is not received.
Let me try and explain that. So Greenfield, Chirpingur Tower 5 and Deputy Square, they're all in hand. They account for most part of the proposed handover, if you look at, right? Because these are the new projects, right? 1,400 odd coming from these three alone.
Right.
Southern Crest Tower D, it's at a fairly advanced stage. And there is one minor hitch which is holding it back. And even if it doesn't come, it's a 50 unit difference. So we are not that unduly worried. It's not going to change the overall outlook for the Q4. But we would like to have it, not that I'm ignoring it. But that's linked to some other challenge that somebody has put locally. And so we're trying to solve that local issue. If it doesn't come, 50 units is at stake, not more than that. Temple Bell is actually fine. In Chennai, it's a partial OC is fine because where Shankari is a very large project of ours. So every phase when we complete, we get a partial OC. So the Temple Bell is fine. Park 2A is a bit of a challenge that we are facing, the 250 unit, where we have some issue with the CMDA, the local body, and there were some shelter tax related challenges that between us as a developer and as a regulator or as a local body we've been having exchanging. Since the OC was getting delayed, we went to the courts, we have been given a favorable order by the court advising CMDA to issue the OC. In January we got that. So we are looking forward to receiving that soon, because the court order as well as the follow up order, there are two orders are there. Then it is at the desk of CMDA again.
Okay.
We are hopeful that we'll get this OC, but this is a very common, we go through this from time to time, it's not unusual. But yes, to that extent, if you look at overall 1800 units that are there in these five projects, about 300 units are at stake. But if you assume entire 300 is not coming through, then we will end up with 1500 units, lesser than 3000 target that we have for full year. If it comes through, then we would be able to meet that number.
One last follow-up regarding the Pune. I think you did mention that 1,300 crore is the revenue potential and 18% is the DM fees, including the marketing fees. So if you could just give me what kind of delivery date are we looking for this project and what kind of margins, do we have in this?
No, this is a DM project, so only DM fee matters to us.
Okay.
And it says 3 to 5 years is the overall timeline that you can expect for this kind of project.
3 to 5 years.
Of course, RERA would tell you 5 years.
Right. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Dhananjay Mishra from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Dhananjay.
Yeah. So, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. So far in terms of area, we have launched close to 2.2 million square feet, and we had two more projects which is going to be launched. So we'll be launching close to 3.3 million square feet, against which we are targeting 4.8 million square foot of sales. So most of the sales, sales coming from the sustenance sales. And when you were saying that 20 million square feet, which is upcoming project which we are targeting to launch in next 18 to 24 months, so even if we assume phase wise, so can we expect some 13-14 million square feet kind of launches in next 2 years, and how would be sales in FY25 or in FY26, given the current project and current inventory, unsold inventory, and upcoming launch?
Sure. Sir, I didn't get your, what is the 2.2 million last?
You have launched 4 projects, this Square, Havel.
Understood, sir. Okay. Launched, you are talking about. Okay.
So you have launched 2.3 million square feet and you have sold 3.13. So normally, launch figure should be higher than the sales figure. So because we are, in terms of overall target, and because of all this deferment, we are on a lower side in terms of launches. But when we say that now all things are behind and we are targeting to launch close to 15 to 20 million square feet of inventory in next 2 years. So what could be the launch? Sales for next 2 years.
Yes, sir. Let me attempt this in two different parts. One is about FY24, right? So yes, we have launched 2 million square feet in the first 4 projects, and we intend to launch another, not all of them will become effective in one quarter. 4 projects aggregating about 2.8 million square feet. Some part will be sold this year. But this is not alone, because we still have ongoing project unsold inventory, right? When we opened this FY24, so the sales that is achieved so far and what we are targeting for the full year is not only from the launches. So there is a sustained sales as well. When we opened this year, we had about 3.9 million square feet of unsold inventory with us, right? And therefore, that is also available for sale. That is the combination of, yes, you are right in the fact that when you launch, you tend to sell much higher. Then the sustenance inventory starts supporting. The combination of two only is giving us this 4.6 million square feet of volume currently. When I look at next year, based on the launch readiness, we have a schedule of when we want to launch what project. We believe over the next 18-24 months, we should be launching at least about 11-12 million square feet. Coupled with the fact that, as I said in the call, we expect to end the year with about 5 million square feet of sustenance inventory. The volumes that have been launched, net of whatever we have sold, carry forward to next financial year. We believe we will be starting on 1st of April. We should have a sustenance inventory of about 5 million square feet from all these projects. And therefore, this 5 million plus another 11-12 million of new projects that is supposed to be launched in FY25 and 26, we should have enough headroom for growing this 20% target that we have in our mind. Because what, if you look at it, especially about 12-13 million square feet have to be sold in the next 2 years, right? So therefore, the current 5 million plus new launches should support that kind of volume over the next 24 months.
And this pre-sales number which we are going to achieve close to 2300 crore. So how this will look like in FY25 or 26? Can we expect a 25% growth in pre-sales number?
I would request for some time on it. Next time when we meet, we will, once the board approves the business outlook for FY25 and 26, they would be meeting only in March. I will definitely share this with you at an appropriate time, not right now.
And second, with respect to Pune project, so is it complete new land or it is some under construction project we have taken over from some other builder, or how is it?
It's a completely new land. It's a greenfield land. It's a vacant land now. We have done the entire planning, and we have got the approvals now. We are looking at launching end of March or April.
Okay. So once we launch, right? So once we launch, let's say in April, and we are expecting close to 230 crore kind of DMT over next 4 years. So this DMT will flow every year from FY25 itself for us in terms of revenue recognition.
No, in
2018. Okay. Yeah, DMT is a very standard process, standard accounting process for us. The DMT will come to us. So in the DMT, there are two components, right? As I specifically said, that 17-18% includes marketing cost as well. So the marketing cost will be paid by the SPV and charged to us, so that we avoid double GST here. So net to us, we think, you know, on an average, we spend about 5-6% on marketing. And therefore, we should be getting about 10-12% as a net DMP to us. Just as a illustration, if I say, in most of, based on what we do for most DM projects, half of this DMP will be accounted on a quarterly basis based on the cumulative progress on sales. So it's basically sales linked. As we progress sales, we start recognizing the income to that extent. The remaining DMP will be recognized as we cumulatively progress the construction activity. These two are the income recognition criteria. The third angle to this is the collection. As the customer, so proportionate to the customer collection, we will start getting the DMP to us. So we will go on booking the DMP based on the sales progress and construction progress on a quarterly basis. And we will get actually cash inflow into from this JV, from this project to Shriram Property, we'll get the DMP cash receipt as and when the customer collection comes in.
Right. So eventually it takes
over a period of 3 to 4 years.
Even if I take 10%, so that is close to 130 crore, or maybe first year collection may be lower, but we will have some cash flow, maybe 10-15 crore in first year, or then higher cash flow, and that will directly reflect to our PBT, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Karan Mehra from Mehta Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is with regards to that you have mentioned that, you know, you have recently ventured into the Pune market. So will the margin profile be better than in the other regions down south? And also, if you can elaborate more on the demand in the Pune region and the rationale behind exploring the market. And with so much competition by local Pune players, what is our confidence level on penetrating in that region, and what gives us the confidence to do so? And a follow-up on that is that the what business model will be function within the Pune region? If you can help with some.
Basically, Pune carries a similar market potential of Bangalore. As you know that we are pioneer in Bangalore, and we are in the top three or top five developers in Bangalore. So we see a lot of similarity between Bangalore and Pune in terms of customer behavior, in terms of demand, in terms of ticket size, in terms of product design. And also, Shriram has got a deep presence in Pune region. That is an added advantage for us compared to any other real estate developer. Shriram Group has got a very deep presence in the Pune market or in financial service business. So we'll take advantage of that and develop the market in Pune. In terms of growth potential, yes, Pune offers a big potential similar to Bangalore for us. Branded large corporate developers will have their own market share. So we are banking on that and we have put together our team now. We are confident that we'll be able to create a good success in Pune market.
And what business model will be functioning in this region?
We'll be mostly looking at either development management or joint development.
Understood. So that answers my questions. Thank you and all the very best.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks everyone for your time today and joining us to hear our story on Shriram Properties current quarter as well as forward outlook. We sincerely appreciate your time and support. Look forward to interacting with you on the next conversation in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Shriram Properties Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.